what we're going to do here is we are going to basically take the food mill with our left hand handle, and we're going to take the food mill handle and this never happened before.
What happened?
This is not good, Kevin.
What? All right, episode 23, Charter New Haven Pizza Show. What's going on? It's Kevin Begley, Frank Zapsky. It's the holiday season. We forgot to decorate. We don't really have a tree or anything. But we are right about a week away from Christmas. We got the holidays. We got Hanukkah. We got all kinds of stuff going on. So we figured, obviously, we're going to do a demo episode.
Absolutely.
This episode was sauce.
Sauce, baby, sauce.
This is a continuation in like your series of making New Haven style pizza. I love it.
Yeah, we had one guy that I was checking out the comments. He's like, you know, can you tell me when the next episodes are going to be on? So we got one for you.
Nice. I even wore my customized apron.
Ooh, look at that.
Kevin's Pizza Kitchen, just for this episode. But we're going to start off because we have, you know, everyone's shopping right now.
Yep.
You know, trying to find gifts for people. A lot of people have asked me, text me, like, what do I, you know, my husband or my boyfriend or whoever or my wife, they want to start making pizza. What should I get them? So I figured we'd go through a quick little gift guide.
Yeah.
If you're looking for stuff to buy somebody who loves pizza, who wants to get into making it, maybe they already make it and they just need some more stuff for making pizza. So let's start off. Frank, you know the best. Like, what are some of the top things people should get or should have if they want to make pizza?
Yeah, so that list is rather long.
Right.
You've got some of these things, so you could actually give a consumer's perspective.
Yeah.
So the number one thing I think that's super important to make pizza at home is a pizza steel.
Mm, love my pizza steel.
Love your pizza steel. And I was going to bring a pizza steel, but there's only so many things I can bring. But basically what it is it looks like the top of a pizza box.
Yeah,
except
it's a slab,
it's really
slab
thick
of
steel. So it's called a pizza steel. It comes in three sizes, 1/4 inch, 3/8, 1/2 inch. And that's the thickness of the plate.
The heat sponge.
You're listening.
I remember that, yes. Paying attention when it comes to pizza.
So I recommend 3/8 or 1/2 inch. But the bottom line is, they vary in price. They're roughly $100, $125.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to make restaurant quality pizza, the pizza steel's the deal.
It makes such a difference because for years I made pizza on a pizza stone or just a baking sheet or the rack.
Right.
And anyone you hear who tells you that they do that, they're like, I just can't get it right. And the minute I started using the steel, I mean, obviously I like my pizza oven for the backyard.
Yep.
But especially in the wintertime, like now when it's freezing, like you don't want to, you know, slug out the whole pizza oven. Using that steel in the home oven, I mean, it's the world of difference. The steel and the broiler, those are like the two key things.
Two key things. I don't want to get too deep on the steel,
right.
But I will tell you the most important thing is get someone a gift certificate to buy a pizza steel because it's very important that you measure your oven.
Right.
Because you don't just want to buy someone a pizza steel at a random size and then the door won't close.
Plus, they're so heavy. I feel like if you buy it on like Amazon, they got to ship it and then it shows up in this heavy box. Yeah, that's a good idea. You get the gift card. Maybe something, a fun little other, like a pizza cutter, like something to go with it if you want to make it like a little gift for someone.
Ashbet. We're getting there.
All right. Getting ahead of myself.
Don't get ahead of yourself. So yeah, the way I justify the pizza steel, and it's the last thing that I'll say, I know I wasn't going to say anything more, but sometimes I can't shut my mouth, is so we have a family of four, and I know you do too.
Yep.
And honestly, and your kids are a little bit older than mine. Mine eat a little bit more. You know, we don't go out.
Your kids are older than mine.
Yes. My kids are older than yours.
I was like, wait a second. How old are my kids?
We don't go out for pizza less than $100.
Yeah, right. Especially nowadays, yeah.
Yeah. So the cost of the steel versus going out, you go out one less time and you have something that you can make pizza for life.
All the time, yeah.
Yeah.
It's great.
So you, I think, alluded to this, but the other important thing, if you get a pizza steel or even if you get a pizza stone, is you want an IR gun. An IR gun's infrared.
To do the temperature, yeah.
Right. Because you want to make sure, especially for that pizza steel, that you preheat it for an hour at 550. but you're not going to know until it, you're not going to know if it gets to 550 unless you have an IR gun.
Yeah, because you can set your oven. I've noticed this too. Like it, you set the oven for 500, 550, but the steel itself, you really got to like gauge that temperature.
Yeah, and that's why you got to do the hour preheat.
Yep.
So you can buy. You can buy pizza steels usually on Etsy or eBay. Mm-hmm. The same thing with the IR gun. Home Depot, Harbor Freight. I know Uni sells their own. But yep. I'm just giving people ideas of where to get these things.
Yeah.
And the IR gun's roughly about $25.
Yeah, it's not bad. And you can use it for other stuff too. It's cool to have like a little thing to test the temperature of things.
Yeah, you know, it's stupid. So I boat a lot. I trailer my boat, and I use the IR gun to check my hubs, especially when I'm going on long trips. So I don't, you know, nothing overheats.
It's not a bad idea.
I also want to talk about portable ovens because I know, you know, the pizza steel for me, dollar for dollar is the best thing you could buy.
Yeah.
But there's nothing sexy about the pizza steel.
True.
At all. Nothing. So I want to talk a little bit about portable ovens.
Yep.
I'm not going to mention every single one of them, but they're all kind of the same.
There's so many now, yeah.
And they're made to make Neapolitan pizza. So as we've discussed, Neapolitan pizza is a fast and hot pizza. So it's a fast bake, 60 to 90 seconds, very hot temperature,
yep.
850 to 900. So the Unis and the Rock Boxes and all the other ones, I don't think any one is particularly better than the other. I'm probably a little bit more partial to Uni. Mm-hmm. But the most important thing, if you're going to buy someone a pizza oven for Christmas, a portable pizza oven, the sexy kind, is make sure that either you or they understand not to read the directions.
Yeah, because they're going to immediately tell you. Because I have one of the Unis that's maybe 4 years old now. I got it. And yeah, because you're like, 90 seconds, how to make the dough. They tell you all the ingredients. And you're right. You'll start making those Neapolitan. Unless you want to make Neapolitan.
100%. Yeah, if you want to make Neapolitan, read the directions, have fun, go for it. But if you want to make New Haven style, do not read the directions.
Listen to Frank.
Listen to me. And you too. And I think we've gone over some stuff.
Yeah, there's like little tiny tricks just real quick, you know, with that Uni, because I've done it a bunch, where using less flame is the key. I mean, so you preheat it all the way, you use that little infrared thermometer, you get it to where you want it, and then you turn off the flame and it'll cook in there. And then you almost use the flame like the broiler. So, yes. So you put the flame on at the end, you really let it crisp up. But yeah, if you just keep that flame on full tilt the whole time, when I first started using it, I burned many, many doughs.
Oh yeah. Kevin, you're a pretty good student.
All right, there we go. Yeah. I'm gonna open my own place.
One last thing I'll throw in tip for the Uni is, reiterate preheat, just like you said, but with the Uni, unlike the pizza steel, you don't have to turn a pizza in your home oven with a pizza steel. With an Uni, you do, usually every minute or so.
Yeah.
Because depending on the configuration of your Uni or any other portable oven, they're either L-shaped burners or the burners in the back. Where I'm going with this is there's always going to be a predominantly hot spot on the floor with a portable oven. Mm-hmm. So you want to rotate that pizza every minute or so it doesn't burn.
It sort of goes diagonal, I've noticed, from the back corner to the front corner. Like low, medium, high.
Kind yep. of. But yeah, you hit all the salient points.
All right, so we got the pizza steel, we got the thermometer, we got the portable pizza oven if people want to get those. Is there anything else?
Yeah. Wooden pizza peel.
Oh yeah, that's key.
So a lot of people, just because they don't know, they try to make a New Haven style pizza on a steel peel. Hmm. So there's wood to launch, steel to retrieve.
And this is the big paddle, if people don't know, that you know the famous that you see, it looks like a big almost like a shovel.
Right. Yeah, pizza shovel, pizza steel, pizza peel.
Yeah.
It's basically what you launch your pizza on.
Yep.
Very important that you don't buy a peel bigger than your oven.
Ooh, so I didn't even think of that. That's
if
a good
you
point.
Have a Uni now, you know, and I'm using them again because I know them the best. They make a 12-inch throat oven, a 16, and now I think a 24.
Yep.
So you don't want to buy an 18-inch peel for a 16-inch oven.
Good point.
Or a 14-inch peel with a 12-inch oven.
Yep.
So make sure that you size your throat of your oven to the peel that you're going to get. And, you know, they're usually $20-25
Yeah, not bad.
And they last a long time. Just don't keep them in the garage. Try to keep them dry. But launching a pizza on a wooden peel is leaps and bounds easier than steel.
And that's another fun one if you're getting a gift card that you could put with a gift card if they're going to use the gift card to buy a pizza steel or something like that.
Absolutely. Yeah. The other thing I want to talk about is a food mill, which is this. So this is what we're going to make the sauce with.
For those tomatoes, right?
For the tomatoes. And that's what it looks like.
This is a great one because maybe some people do have these in their kitchen, but I feel like a lot of people don't. And if you want to, because I know I don't, if you want to make really good sauce, that's something to really have that with the bucket.
Yeah, and those, again, are probably $30 to $50.
Yeah.
The thing I like about the food mill, and you can do other things other than mill tomatoes, but it really gives you a fresh, evenly bodied tomato. You know, we're going to talk more about tomatoes, but bottom line, food mill, really good thing for someone who wants to make New Haven style pizza.
Yeah. And then of course your New Haven's pizza class and people want to get, that's a great gift for people too.
Yeah. You know, the last week I've spent probably half my days just selling gift cards.
Oh really?
Yeah. It's been crazy. I did like a Black Friday special, and I don't know, I probably sold 50 gift cards already. Last year, I think I sold 300.
Wow, that's great. But
yeah, you know, the gift card to my class is $133, and it's a 3.5-hour experience.
I mean, that's a great gift for Christmas.
Yeah.
Maybe you can customize one of these aprons for the person, too.
Absolutely.
There you go.
Yeah, we actually have aprons on our merch store.
Nice.
But I find that, and this is just experience, people that I've gotten feedback from, people want experiences as gifts.
Yeah, true. You know,
I think the older you get, the more that you want to create a memory as opposed to having something, a thing.
Well, the way we first met, my wife got me your class for Father's Day.
There you go.
That was an experience gift that she bought for me. It turned into this.
Yeah, I mean, who would have thunk it? Yeah, you guys were one of my first customers. And your kids were funny when they were into making a pizza.
That was right. That was when I got the uni, too. So yeah. I got the uni as a gift. And the early days of Chard. And look at these hats that you made, too. These Chard, custom baby. Chard hats.
Yeah. I'm going to hold it.
We're styling now.
I had this idea for a while that I wanted to get these hats for us. So I got one for me, you, Ed. And you guys can't see Ed, but he's behind. He does all the video stuff here and audio. And then Boss Kristen. So, nice. No, it's just something fun.
It's the best. It's custom stuff people love, too. So if you were looking for gift stuff, you know, making a custom thing for somebody is always fun. Should we segue into the sauce making demo portion of the episode?
Let's do it.
All right.
So, we're going to do our sauce demo today and got a bunch of things here. I'm going to go over them really quickly. This is a food mill, which we talked about before. This basically takes whole tomatoes and goes through this little mill on the bottom, and we'll show you how that's done. This here is a Cambro container. This is a commercial container. You don't need one of these, but I like to use these, especially in my class, because people can see what I'm doing. Mm. They can see the tomatoes going through the mill.
Nice.
Sauce ladle, nothing special. Kosher or sea salt. Oregano.
Nice.
And then what I did was I brought two cans, okay? And I want to go over these cans quickly. This is a number 10 can.
That's a big boy.
This just so happens to be the same exact tomatoes that Sally's uses.
No way, really?
Yeah.
All right, if you want that Sally's style, there you go.
So if you like Sally's, if you like to taste Sally's, this is what you got to use. This is a number 10 can. You're going to get about 8 to 10 pizzas out of this.
Wow.
Ballpark. Maybe a little bit more with something that's ground.
And you can freeze the sauce too, right?
100% freeze the sauce. The trick with freezing the sauce without getting too crazy is when you thaw it out, and you're supposed to do it in the refrigerator, there's going to be water that comes up to the top. Just drain that water out because... Okay. It'll
be too watery.
Right, it'll be too watery. So this is a number 10 can. This is what I call a consumer can. Two to three pizzas.
Nice.
So 2 to 3, 8 to 10. All right. Crushed tomatoes. Whole tomatoes.
The whole, okay.
So there's a difference. The crushed, obviously, you're paying a company to take the tomatoes and basically mill them for you.
Right, if you're in a pinch.
Right.
And you need quick sauce, yeah.
Right. And then we have the whole tomatoes, which I prefer.
Hmm.
Now, we can talk for hours and hours about tomatoes, and we're not going to. But I want to be very clear that there's two ways that you can buy tomatoes, whole tomatoes or crushed. Now, they also use ground, milled, chopped, diced. The point being is that they're not whole tomatoes.
Right.
So there are also probably 100+ different tomato manufacturers.
Hmm.
And these tomatoes come from all over the place. China, South America, California, believe it or not, New Jersey is a big state that sells, makes, grows a lot of tomatoes.
Wow.
Most of the tomatoes for New Haven style pizza are either California tomatoes or Italian tomatoes.
Hmm.
There's a specific type of tomato that's Italian. It's called DOP. I'm not going to get crazy in the DOP, but it's regulated by the Italian government.
Oh, so,
so they can only be grown in a certain spot.
Oh, wow.
It's got a, these aren't real San Marzanos. It's got a actual embossed sticker on it and a serial number, every single can.
Wow.
So you could try those out. They're expensive, but they are good tomatoes.
Yeah.
The best advice I can give people on tomatoes, start at your local grocery store.
Hmm.
One of the things that I try to teach in my class is that you can buy everything you need for New Haven style pizza in one place.
Right, because it's very simple ingredients.
Right.
Yeah.
But if you want to venture out, LC Cash and Carry in New Haven on Long Wharf has a whole plethora of different brands of tomatoes. Ferraras, Liuzzi's, just have fun with the tomatoes.
Nice.
So let me keep going here on my tomato demo. And as you know, Kevin, this is simple. So I'm going to do quickly this can of crushed tomatoes.
Okay.
If you were in a pinch and you wanted to make pizza quickly and didn't have time to mill the tomatoes and do all the other stuff, you basically would open this can of crushed tomatoes. Forget about the brand. You get whatever you want.
Yeah.
Put a half a teaspoon of sea salt.
Sea salt?
Yeah. Or kosher salt in this case. Either one's fine. For my Jewish friends. And a quarter teaspoon of oregano.
Nice.
You mix it up. You put it on your pizza.
That simple. You don't have to cook it. Because a lot of people want to put it in the saucepan. Do not do that.
You beat me to the punch. New Haven style pizza sauce, not cooked.
Right.
It's raw.
It cooks it when you cook the pizza.
Right.
Yeah.
And some people are going to try to get me on the technicality. Tomatoes are, I believe, pasteurized. So they are cooked at some point. Everything you know about traditional tomato sauce, Italian, marinara, Sunday sauce, gravy, whatever you want to call it, take that out of your head. Pizza sauce is very simple, very basic.
Yeah.
But the key point is don't cook it. Boil it, stew it, stir it, microwave it. It goes on room temperature.
Perfect.
So, quickly, we're going to go over milling process. I'm going to put this away because we're not going to need this. But again, these are 7-Eleven Sally's tomatoes. Here we go. We've got our open can. This is our consumer can. 2-3 pizzas out of this.
Nice.
Food mill. And our Cambro container. We're going to take this can. And what I did, and there wasn't a lot of water in here. I call it juice. The most important thing with these kinds of tomatoes is that you actually take them out and hand put them in the mill. Because there's a lot of juice that's going to be in here that you don't want for your sauce.
Huh, interesting.
Yeah, so I like more of a chunky sauce with some body to it. This here, if you just dump the whole can without draining some of the juice, you're going to get a real watery sauce.
Hmm.
So basically take this can, put it in the food mill like so. I didn't bring a napkin, but
we're going to get messy. This is fine. I'm going to move my hat.
So what we're going to do here is we are going to basically take the food mill with our left-hand handle, and we're going to take the food mill handle and... Uh-oh. This never happened before.
What happened?
This is not good, Kevin.
What? What is that?
It's a finger.
Oh!
No fingers in the sauce, kid.
I like we already did our Halloween episode, but I like your little bit there. I was nervous for a second. I'm like, did you bring the wrong food mill? What's happening?
So I like you're gonna, you
Frank
do
doing his
mill.
Bits over here. That's great.
So all you do is you basically turn this clockwise, and you see the tomatoes go through the mill.
And it's pretty simple. You don't really have to give it that much strength to it. It just sort of does it on its own.
Yeah, and it once you get to the bottom of the food mill or where there aren't a lot of tomatoes, sometimes you have to go backwards. It's a little trick, and then you go forward again. And by backwards, I like mean counterclockwise.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right, here we go. It's kind of fun, too.
Yeah. I just love the smell of it. It
oh,
just
yeah, it
gets me
fresh.
All.
Yeah, fresh. Yeah. And also the smell means you know you got a pie coming, you got pizza being made.
It gets me excited.
All right, there we go.
Kevin, don't make love to this.
Where's that finger? Put that finger in here.
So that's right. What we got. You did a good job. Most important thing with the food mill is there's a bunch of stuff that's going to show up on the bunch of stuff that's going to show up on the spoon and kind of get all that good stuff and put it in to the sauce. So I'm going to take that, put this over here. Now, one quick thing. If you don't have a food mill, you don't have to go out and buy a food mill. You can take these two hands and squeeze them. That's what the old
school style,
yeah. It's old school. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that.
Now, if you squeeze those tomatoes, is it okay if there's still some chunks to it? Because it's hard to get them like really crushed down with your hands, right?
Yeah, so you, again, beat me to the punch. That's the only, I don't even want to call it a disadvantage, but a difference between milling versus using your hands is you're not going to get uniform chunks.
Right, it's going to be kind of, yeah. I guess it's a little more authentic, the style, yeah.
Correct, yeah. I mean, the old Italian grandmothers and families, they used to have, and some of them still do, you know, this tomato sauce canning day.
Yeah.
So they have these big bushels of tomatoes, and they basically bring them, and they, you know, just use their hands. They have these big pots, and
yeah,
it's kind
so
of cool.
If you like the sort of chunkiness to it, there you go.
So for this can here, again, it's going to be half teaspoon of kosher salt or sea salt. Here, we're going to do a quarter teaspoon of oregano. Now, if you don't like oregano, don't put it in. If you like a lot, put a teaspoon in.
Okay.
It just depends what your preference is.
Yeah, taste preference.
People always ask me, Frank, can I put garlic powder? Can I put all the kinds of other things in? And here's my answer. You can, but I don't recommend it because the pizza sauce should be very basic.
Yeah.
And what I tend to do, like if I want garlic on my pizza, I put garlic.
On the actual garlic cloves, yeah.
Right. So you can put whatever you want in your sauce, but I generally recommend just sea salt and oregano.
And especially New Haven style, that's sort of the way that they do it, right?
100%. So now we got our sauce ladle, and we're just going to basically move or spin this stuff around in here. And real simple, when there's no more oregano flakes on top.
There you go.
So smell that.
Oh, fresh. I mean, it smells so fresh. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Can't beat it.
You can't beat it. And it's just that simple. Basically, you ladle that on your pizza. You put your cheese on, your pecorino, your olive oil, whatever toppings you have. And I keep telling everyone the secret about pizza, New Haven style pizza, is it's so simple.
It really is.
And people always try to complicate things, but I guess that's not a bad thing.
All right, there you go. That's how to make New Haven style sauce. So we did the dough, we did the sauce, and we'll get to the next demo episode sometime soon.
Yeah, we're going to do launch, assembly, yep. All that kind of stuff.
All right, awesome. That's it. Thanks so much for watching. Make sure you subscribe on YouTube and all the podcast channels. Have a Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Holidays.
It's the holiday season.
Here's the merry bells we bring.
That's all the Christmas you get from this episode. You got your gift guide. You can go buy some stuff for the pizza lovers on your list. And remember, it's not burnt.
It's charred, baby.
New Haven style pizza. Come and take a seat. A pizza, it's time to eat.